Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, and Barry the Boater rounding out the crew as we attempt to navigate the latest boating news and information here on this holiday weekend, an official kickoff to the season of giving the gift of boating. That's what we're here to remind everyone about, that and the impending alien invasion. I did see the Age of Disclosure since our last broadcast, and got the lowdown.
Did you watch it on opening night?
No, I saw a few days later. It came out last Friday on Amazon Prime, some theaters. I got it on Amazon Prime, watched it. I'm like, what?
But you didn't wait in line? You didn't wait in line but it's still, it would have been more interesting to wait in line like you would if you were at the theater, with a bunch of friends.
What are you, nuts? That's why I wouldn't.
You wouldn't go. No, yeah. You would do it at your house. You would wait in line. You would wait out at your front door.
No,
for them.
I have no interest in that whatsoever.
Open the door and let you. Okay.
I would encounter people like Barry the Boater, and it'd scare me way more than
aliens. I don't have Amazon Prime. I don't have Prime.
Well, eventually it'll filter out through other things. But it's the number one movie rented and bought on Amazon right now, by the way, The Age of Disclosure, which is basically this big movie about 34 government officials and ex-military CIA saying, hey, we're not alone. We got the aliens. We got species of aliens. We got, crashed, flying saucers, got all kinds of crazy, insane stuff. And I don't know. They say the president's going to make an announcement in the next couple weeks. How about that, Barry? We'll see. I don't know. What was more scary, that, The Age of Disclosure, or the first four episodes of the final season of Stranger Things?
I don't watch that.
You didn't watch that either?
Hey, do you know what the second most popular movie on Amazon Prime is?
No, I just know about the first one.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, that's a seasonal thing. But I don't know if the aliens are coming for us for Christmas or what. But in the meantime,
why would they want to ruin the holiday?
Well, I don't know if they'd ruin it or just make it a little bit more special. We'll have to wait and see.
If you knew that the aliens were going to be here in January,
I'd hop on my boat and cruise out into the water. Try to escape.
What? You didn't have to pay off the credit card bill.
Okay.
Then you would go nuts for Christmas, right?
If I wanted to be totally irresponsible as a human being and be a bad representative for our species?
Yes.
No.
Okay, there you go. No. So that's the point. I mean, if people really believe this is going to happen in January.
Well, I don't know.
They should go really nuts this year and buy all kinds of gifts.
Why would you encourage such bad behavior?
It's good for the economy.
But it's terrible.
Credit card companies.
Well, yeah, but you don't want the aliens to think we're a bunch of, washed up losers. Yeah. Come on, Barry. I'm trying to prepare you, so you have some options and you won't be surprised when they land,
I'm not surprised. It's in the garage.
Yeah. Well, you'll be out on your boat and a little green guy will pop up from probably the depths below. They say in this documentary, they actually talked about the underwater bases and all this crazy stuff. I don't know what to think, but I'll tell you
that would be a good place to hide a base.
It was very interesting and very entertaining. And so, you can watch it, take it for what it's worth. But it is pretty crazy. I mean, some of the people that came forward, Marco Rubio is in the current administration as one of the main people. But there's several other senators, and doesn't matter which political side of the spectrum you're on, they had both sides saying the same thing.
He's never going to be able to set his foot in Hialeah again.
Why?
Because they're going to laugh at him.
Okay. See? You didn't see it. I saw it.
I didn't see it. I don't have Amazon Prime.
Okay, well, you didn't see it.
Are you going to gift that? Then you can gift me Amazon Prime.
Hell no.
Come on. Hey, you gave me a gift a long time ago.
There's more?
One of the things we need to talk about for gifts for Christmas, the things a boater should have is a nice maritime watch, and this was one that I received from you.
That is true. He has an official scuba radio watch that we had made years ago. Yeah, it is very collectible. I think I might have one of them in my stash.
Don't put it in the water.
Away. Yeah, well, it's supposed
to
be
tell me that part.
On your wrist. Not supposed to take it. It's not alien proof. It's not waterproof. It was just a
I didn't know that until I took it swimming.
We had those made with the idea that I'd retire. You know, that was like 20 years ago, and here we are almost 30.
Yeah.
Into this mess. So whatever. No giving up now. But anyway, we'll try to keep things closer to earth and focus on gift ideas for the boater on your list. That's what we're here to remind you to give the gift of boating. Save the aggravation for everyone else out at the malls and stores and out on the road. You don't have to bother with any of that stuff. We got some great ideas for you to share for the boater or possibly a new boater. Like maybe you have someone who's not been doing the boating thing like you have. I was looking this up, and one of the biggest or best gift ideas I think you could get for the boater or, slightly interested boater on your list is a membership to a boat club.
Yeah.
You don't have to get them a boat. That costs way too much, and you'd have to love them way more than you probably do. But a boat club membership, you go get them a certificate for, you know, a boat club that they could use for a month or two or whatever. Then go out there, rent a, you know, small power boat or sailboat or whatever type of club you want to do. You can give them a little taste and see if they get hooked on the activity.
And as I think I may have mentioned before, is that some boat clubs are establishing reciprocal partnerships. So if you belong to one, like a timeshare, you'll be able to go to a different boat club and rent one of their boats.
Yep. Yeah. So, it is kind of like a boating timeshare kind of model.
Yeah, it is, because everyone pays a fee. I think, I don't know if it's monthly or an annual fee. And then you just call them and you say, hey, do you have this date available? Is the boat open? And they say, yeah, they'll have the boat ready for you, fueled, ready to go. Engines are running. All you got to do is load up your gear, including a lot of steaks for Greg.
Right.
And away you go. Yeah. Food matters on the boat.
Yeah, and I did look it up. A lot of boat clubs around the country are definitely offering these options where you could do a gift certificate thing for a few months or whatever. Give them a little taste of what boating's like.
It,
then next thing you know, you got a fellow boating buddy.
Right.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's what? How you get your ride. I understand now.
Well, I mean, you got to work. Got to work it in for yourself too. I mean, there's probably some boat clubs doing like buy one, get one, you know, type of deal. Like, hey, you got any Black Friday specials? You know, that kind of thing. But you do all this on phone or on the line. You know, you don't have to go there even to do this. It's an easy fix.
No, but I mean, some gifts you do want to go the local boating stores, you know.
Well, of course.
I don't want to mention anyone, you know.
But most of the stuff, most of the stuff we're going to talk about today, you can do online.
Get on Amazon, or the website of the manufacturer or whatever, like Garmin, stuff like that.
We're trying to set the situation where you don't have to fight traffic, the stores and that kind of thing. You can kick back on your boat, do this on your phone, as long as you have cell service and cover everybody on your list, whether they're boating fanatics already. Or, like I said, have maybe a slight interest. Maybe you've had them on the boat before and they seem to have a good time. You're like, hey, you could be like me.
Right.
And
or maybe you've been on a friend's boat and something happened to it. And you said, ooh, I wish you had some of this, that, or the other thing.
If you only had a bigger boat, here's an idea. What if I get you this? And that'll enhance your experience to the level that you might want to get a bigger boat. So when I go boating with you next time on your boat, I will have a better experience. It all circles back. All comes back around. You only give what you get. Right, Barry?
Yep.
Okay. We'll leave it at that for now. More coming up on the World of Boating. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.